In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom. I'm glad to be with you today. Last night, we were at the Carmelite Chapel in Peabody, and I was the speaker. Before I started to speak, I said to the Lord, I should be out in the congregation listening to someone preach because I need to be preached to. But you know what? I was the one that was going to do this. And it's very interesting how this Carmelite Chapel got instituted again. We remember that the Carmelites that were there before, the Carmelites that are there now, were getting old and they couldn't do the job. Many years ago, I had a priest with me for just a weekend, and he asked me, would I like to have an Indian priest live with me? I said, of course I would. That'd be wonderful. He said, his name is Joshi, Father Joshi. Well, as a result, Joshi came, lived with me several years, got his doctorate in philosophy, and they needed Carmelites at the Carmelite Chapel. And guess what? They found out about the Carmelites that were living with me, and they asked their superior, could they fill that place for the people of Boston, and that's how it all happened. It all happened with a yes from me. A yes by the power of the Holy Spirit. You see, if someone offers me to have a priest come, of course I'll say yes. Of course I'll say yes. Why? Because that's what God wants. Joshi came and we had the best time with Father Joshi. We had the best time with him. He became our barbecue master. He loved to barbecue chicken wings. And now he's back. He's in South Africa. He's in South Africa teaching people theology and philosophy who are going to be diocesan priests. You never know what God is going to do when you say yes. In a little town called Nazareth, there was a woman, a girl really, who didn't understand the visitation of the angel. She said, let it be done unto me according to your word. She said yes to God, and she gave us Jesus by the power of the Holy Spirit. Your yes means an awful lot to God. My yes means an awful lot to God. But will we continue to say yes? Je dis oui, oui, oui. Je dis oui, oui, oui. Je dis oui, oh, mes Seigneur. Je dis oui, Seigneur. Je dis oui, oui, oui. I say yes, yes, yes. I say yes, yes, yes. I say yes, oh Lord. I say yes, oh Lord. I say yes, yes, yes. Wonderful Holy Spirit, help us to say yes to Jesus today, that we would be in the divine will of the Father and in the Son. We ask this in Jesus' name. I'm looking at the 15th chapter of St. John. Interesting. I want to do something else today, but the Lord said, I want you to be in the 15th chapter. How did I know it was the Lord? Did he speak words to me? No. It was just an impulse I had to do the 15th chapter. And so I'm going to do it. If you want to do it with me, open to John's Gospel, the 15th chapter. I am the true vine. Again, he uses the name of God, am. I am the true vine. And my Father is the vine grower, the vine dresser. He removes every branch in me that bears no fruit. What kind of fruit is he looking for? People, children, coming to know Jesus. Every branch that bears fruit, He prunes, and it hurts when he prunes. But he prunes so that we will bear more fruit. Oh, yes. He takes away those branches that are overgrown. And I don't know if you've ever had a plant that was overgrown and you gave it a haircut and it started to come alive in the middle because you pruned it. You pruned it. Jesus prunes us. The Father prunes us so that we would bear more fruit, more people for the kingdom. You have already been cleansed. How? By the word I have spoken to you. Cleansed by the word of God. Do you know the word of God today? There are no teachers of the word of God. We're all students. I know that the enemy keeps us away from the word of God. I know that. Oh, you can read all these other books, you know, but never the word of God. And I'm telling you, that is the job of the devil, to keep us from reading the word of God and becoming students of God's holy word. You are already clean. How? By the word I have spoken to you. Abide in me as I abide in you. Oh, yes. We are called to abide in Jesus. How do we do that? In prayer, at the Eucharist, in fasting. Just as the branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine, yeah? Neither can you unless you abide in me. I can see Jesus teaching this on the way to wherever he was going, and he saw a grapevine, and he said, look it, this is the grapevine. I am the true vine. My Father is the vine grower. He removes every branch in me that bears no fruit. People. Fruit people. Every branch that bears fruit, he prunes to make it bear more fruit. I am the vine. You are the branches. You know, Jesus is the vine and we are the branches. The same Holy Spirit that flows through the vine flows through the branches. Do you know that today? Oh yes, you are not left alone. God has given us the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of Jesus. Those who abide in me and I in them bear much fruit. If you abide in Jesus, you will bear much fruit. People, look what happened to the Carmelite Chapel. Only because I said yes to Father Joshi, who was a Carmelite of Mary Immaculate. And now the Carmelites of Mary Immaculate are at the Carmelite Shrine or Carmelite Chapel in Peabody. You see, God knows these things. God knows these things, that he wants these things to happen. But we need to say yes. We need to say yes. Those who abide in me and I in them bear much fruit, because apart from me, you can do nothing. This is real. You know, I remember Peter saying, Lord, we have toiled all night and have caught nothing. But at your word, I will go out into the deep. When we do things by ourselves, nothing happens. When we do things because we've been inspired by the Holy Spirit, something happens. Last night, I was there, not feeling like I wanted to be there. But I was going to be the speaker, and I spoke on miracles. And how God has used the ministry that he's given me. It's all about Jesus. It's not about me. And I said to the people, we're all broken, starting with me. All of us are broken. That's why we need Jesus. Oh, yes, that's why I need Jesus. I'm a broken man. But you know what? I give the pieces to the Lord. And he knows how to put them together. Do you know you're broken today? What are you doing with the pieces? Are you giving the pieces to the Lord? Or are you just handling them yourself and you don't know what to do or how to do it? Whoever does not abide in me is thrown away like a branch and withers. Such branches are gathered and thrown into the fire. Please abide in Jesus. You do not want to be thrown into the fire. Abide in Jesus. Abide in Him. Be in the presence of the Blessed Sacrament. O Sacrament most holy, O Sacrament divine, all praise and all thanksgiving be every moment thine. Thrown into the fire and burned, if you abide in me, and my words abide in you, ask whatever you wish, and it will be done for you. If you abide in the vine, if the branch is abiding in the vine, we can ask the Lord for whatever we need, whatever we wish, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. My Father is glorified by this. How? That you bear much fruit and so become my disciples. The Father wants you to bear fruit. That's why Catholics years ago had big families. No more. No more. We've caught on to the world. We had big families. I know a family of 21. I know another family of 10. Another family of 12. But not many people have all these children. I know another family about 8. They don't have these children. Why? Because, you know, how am I going to support? God opens doors. God opens doors. He knows how to open doors when we are obedient. So it has to do with having children, and it has to do with getting people into the kingdom of God to give their life to Jesus. Listen to this one. As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Just think about that. As God the Father loves Jesus, Jesus loves you. You say, I'm not worthy. That's right, neither am I. But it has nothing to do with worthiness. It has everything to do with the love of God for us. As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Abide in my love. We have everything. We have everything. We abide in the love of God. We abide in the vine. We abide in the vine and therefore bear much fruit and prove to be the disciples of Jesus. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love. Yes. And what is the commandment he's going to give? Just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love, I have said these things to you so that your joy may be in you, that my joy may be in you, and that your joy may be complete. Jesus speaks these words so that we have joy. I need joy. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, give me joy. I need joy. You need joy. Joy is the presence of God. Joy is that which comes when he overshadows us. Hallelujah. This is my commandment. Listen to it. That you love one another as I have loved you. No longer to love somebody the way you want to be loved, but to love one another as Jesus has loved us, even unto death. That kind of agape love. No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. Well, you know what? When Jesus laid down his life for us, we were not even his friends, we were his enemies. And he laid down his life for his enemies so we would become friends of God, friends of Jesus. You are my friends if you do what I command you to do. I do not call you servants any longer, because the servant does not know what the master is doing. You're not a servant, you're a friend. Friend of Jesus. That's wonderful. That's wonderful. And as the Father has loved Jesus, so Jesus has loved you. As the Father has loved Jesus, so Jesus has loved me. But I have called you friends, because I have made known to you everything that I heard from my Father. He has made known to us everything he's heard from the Father. Remember, Jesus did nothing on his own. He only spoke the words of the Father. He only did the miracles that the Father said he could do. You did not choose me. This is very important. But I chose you. Do you know, in the life of grace, it was not that I decided to follow Jesus. It was he who chose me so that I could choose him. Do you know that? That God chose us first so that we would be able to love God and love Jesus and love people. Oh, yes. God chose us first. It all started with God. And you know what? It all ends with God, too. You know, it all ends with God. And I appointed you, listen to what he appointed you to do, go out and bear fruit, and that your fruit will last, that you would get people into the kingdom of God, and that they would get people into the kingdom of God, and that the fruit would last. Do you know that? He wants you to be a fruit bearer, a person who brings people into Jesus Christ. He no longer calls you a servant. He calls himself a slave, and he dies on the cross out of love for us as a slave. And because of this, God highly exalted him and gave him the name above every other name, so that at the name of Jesus, every knee would bend in the heavens, on the earth, and under the earth. And every tongue proclaim to the glory of the Father that Jesus Christ is Lord. I appointed you to go and bear fruit, fruit that will last, so that the Father will give you whatever you ask in my name. The Father will give us whatever we ask in the name of Jesus. I've heard about three priests that are sick. I pray for these three priests in the name of Jesus, that God would heal these priests in the name of Jesus. I am giving you these commands so that you may love one another. And there it goes again. Love one another as I have loved you. They knew the Christians by their love one for another. You know, it's kind of sad that what happens in churches is that there's division. And the division say, well, this church is going to start another church. Rather than loving one another, we divide over power. That's a very sad thing. That's a very sad thing. If the world hates you, be aware that it hated me before it hated you. Why? Because we don't belong to the world. We are in the world, but not of the world. If you belong to the world would love you as its own. But you don't belong to the world. You belong to Jesus. I don't belong to the world. I belong to Jesus. I live in the world, but my citizenship is in heaven. And from there I await the coming of a wonderful Savior who will be judge of the living and the dead. Because you do not belong to the world, but I have chosen you out of the world, therefore the world hates you. Jesus chose you out of the world, in the world, but not of the world. Because I have chosen you out of the world hates you, but it first hated him. Remember the word that I said to you, servants are not greater than their master. If they persecuted me, they will persecute you. And I'm telling you, in the early church, they got persecuted. They're getting persecuted in the Middle East, Christians. People that are becoming Christian out of Muslim faith, they are persecuted even unto death. If they persecuted me, they will persecute you. I pray for the persecuted Christians throughout the world. There are brothers and sisters who stand up for Jesus Christ, and it could mean their life. If they kept my word, they will keep yours also. But they will do these things to you on account of my name, because they do not know him who sent me. If you know Jesus, you know the Father. Because the Father sent Jesus. God so loved the world What did he do? That he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him might not perish, but might have eternal life. If I had not come and spoken to them, they would have no sin. But now they have no excuse for their sin. Whoever hates me, listen to this, hates my Father. The opposite is true. Whoever loves me loves my Father. Whoever loves me is loved by the Father. The Father draws us to love Jesus, and Jesus draws us to love the Father in the power of the Holy Spirit. If I had not done among you the works, the miracles, that no one else did, remember the miracles, he opened the eyes of the man born blind, he healed the man at the pool of Bethesda, he changed water into wine. When he got into the boat, it was landing at the place where it needed to go. He walked on the water. He converted the woman at the well. These are all John's miracles. If I had not done among them the works that no one else did, they would have no sin. But now they have seen and hated both me and my Father. To hate Jesus is to hate the Father who sent him. It was to fulfill the word that was written in their law. They hated me without cause. But you know, again, we don't hate God. We don't hate Jesus. We love Jesus. And to love Jesus is to love the Father. And to love the Father is to love Jesus in the power of the Holy Spirit. When the Advocate comes, that's the Holy Spirit, whom I will send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth. I am the way, the truth, and the life. The Advocate, the Holy Spirit, will always lead us to Jesus. The Spirit of truth, who comes from the Father, he will testify on my behalf. You also may testify, because you have been with me from the beginning. Do you testify to Jesus? Do you tell people about Jesus? Or do you keep it all to yourself? That's the question. Do you keep it all to yourself? Or do you tell people about Jesus? I tell you, I'm on the radio to tell people about Jesus. Let me tell you the story of Mr. Smith. Many years ago, I was asked to go bury somebody, and they were in the coffin. And when we finished that, the undertaker said, "We have to bury Mr. Smith." I said, "Where's Mr. Smith?" He says, "You're leaning on him. It was ashes." So we put him in the ground, and the guy who cared for the cemetery said, "On the last day, God's going to have a hard time putting this guy back together." I said, "Oh no, it's not going to be difficult for Jesus. You don't know Jesus. He can do anything." He said, "You really believe that stuff?" I said, "I not only believe it, but I stake my life on it. I stake my life on it." I said, "If you ever want to meet Jesus," I said, "I'll give you my telephone number. I'll tell you where I live. I'd love to introduce him to you." "Ah, as the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Remain in my love. And it is my will that you produce much fruit, and so prove to be my disciples." The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit. "Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Behold the handmaid of the Lord, let it be done unto me according to your word." Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And the Word became flesh and pitched his tent among us. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. We have gone off of a couple of stations because we are not getting in the money to pay for the bills. And I tell you, if these broadcasts are a blessing to you, please help us. Go to inseason.net and leave a gift on PayPal. All right, Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. This Sunday, the 10th of December, at Holy Rosary in Winthrop, we have the live nativity between 3 and 4:30. Please come and sing with us the Christmas carols that tell us of the birth of the great King of Kings. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.